the Lord reigns. Let the sea, fallen angels, roar and all that it contains. Let the field exult and all that is in it. And we studied the birds and the trees and the beasts of the field in a special. Then the trees of the forest will sing for joy before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. Now look at verse 34. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love is everlasting. Then say, save us, O God of our salvation, and gather us and deliver us from the nations, to give thanks to thy holy name and to the and glory in thy praise. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Then all the people said, amen. Those of you that come to Revelation, remember what Jesus Christ calls himself, the Amen. Then all the people said, amen, and praised the Lord. When Solomon does the same thing using the Mosaic law, the Mosaic covenant, it ends with, and they praised the king, Solomon. They praised themselves, not the Lord. Makes a big difference in regard to thanksgiving. Please look at 1 Thessalonians. And then we will move on. 1 Thessalonians. But this is your life being in prayer. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Thessalonians is a great assembly of believers. They're the ones doing it right. 1 Thessalonians 5. And let's read verse 16. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.